Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today we have an exciting show for you. As usual, Mr. Terry Benjamin has done it again. You know, Professor Terry is here each and every Tuesday morning to talk on the topic of sexy at 60, lifelong learning and healthy aging. Today, his topic, occupy yourself, five things every senior citizen should know. Now, before he gets into his message, you know, his message is all about you here, make the best of it. Don't just exist. Make the best of your life now and for the future. You still have a future. You still have a future. So occupy yourself, five things every senior citizen should know. So what I want you to do is take a moment. Go call your friends, call your family members, your loved ones. Tell them to get on the show this morning, particularly those people who are 60 and over. But I dare say, you know, get them at any age. Because if I had known at 20 what I know today, I could have made a lot more preparations. And, you know, that's one of the wisdom steps for younger people is to listen to the older people who have been through something, who've experienced some things that they have not yet gone through. So go tell them to get on. They can tune in via the internet. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa, or they can dial in 347-945-7991. You can also listen via the internet, my website. You can listen via Facebook. You can listen via your iPod, your iPad, other ways to listen. And we have, I see Mr. Professor Terry is ready to go with his awesome topic today. So I don't want to hold him up, but I just want to hello, Terry. Awesome, awesome. I just wanted to remind people that the PSUI Training Institute is open. We have hours of operation in Elizabeth, New Jersey. You can look me up on Facebook. Go to my website. You can look up Pat Peters Martin as well to find out about the different trainings. You can call us at 908-469-6410. That's 908-469-6410. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Terry, but I'll be back on Thursday morning with another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Terry, take it away. I've already told them about your awesome topic. Take it away, because I want to know what these five things are. Yes, Terry. Okay, I hear a little feedback there, so I'm going to give you a chance to... Yes, Terry? Okay, you might need to hang up and dial back in, but we're going to give him the chance to make an adjustment or two, because we can't hear you right now, and we are ready to go with that topic. Okay, your phone line is open, and I cannot hear... I just hear some feedback noise, so to speak. But if you're speaking, we can't hear you. So you might want to hang up and dial back in. But as we were saying, okay, I don't see him dial back in just yet. Well, here's the thing. Five things that every senior citizen should know. All this is saying is just giving you more time to run and tell somebody who thinks that it's too late for them, who thinks that there's not much else to do. You need to get them into the show. And so I know Mr. Terry, are you with us? Okay, Terry is not with us. Okay, you know what? Here we go, you know, that we're going to do that because that's not Terry's phone. Well, that's my mistake. That's my mistake, your error. But we want to give a shout-out to all of our lovely and wonderful audience. You tune in each and every week. You're so faithful. And we are so thank you. Thankful for you. We really appreciate you. And we would absolutely love if you would leave a comment on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa. But now you need to be signed in. So either be a guest or you have to sign up for your own account with Blog Talk to leave any type of message there. However, you can leave us some comments on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. Terry Benjamin has a Facebook page. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. We also want to welcome all of our guests in the chat room. Good morning, and welcome. Terry Benjamin should be calling in any moment. Well, the topic today, occupy yourself. I love that topic. Five things that every senior citizen should know. Well, you know what? I know when Terry gets on, he's going to have something to share with us. But I can tell you one thing that I would think to add on, one thing that I would say every senior citizen needs. Boy, we needed to have known this information when we were still in our 30s. Boy, if I could have prepared for this. But, you know, sometimes when you're young, you think that you're going to stay young forever. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're 60 and you're like, oh gosh, what do I do? You're like, wow, what next? Well, that's the beautiful thing about programs like this and people like Terry Benjamin who can tell us all about it. And so without further ado, here he is to tell us all about it. So Terry, I'm going to let you just take it away. We've already told them about your topic. And you can just let us have it. We're waiting. Five key things that every senior citizen needs to know.
Yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Good
to you.
Morning. Good morning.
And good morning to the listeners. You know, it's really interesting. You know, I tell you, spring is here.
Yes, it is.
I'm enjoying the weather. I was out this morning early, you know, doing my walking, you know, trying to get that 5 miles in every morning like I usually do. And so I've used that time really not just for exercise but also for meditation. And many times I think about the program and think about what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it. Again, this is exciting, this particular topic, because, again, understand when I speak to the audience and I speak to you, I'm also speaking to myself. And what I told myself today is that we have all these Occupy movements, Occupy Wall Street and Occupy Newark and Occupy New York. And I'm saying this morning, and this is really important to me and, again, hopefully important to your leaders, I mean your listeners, we have to occupy ourselves. I mean, you can change many things, but you can't change other people. And most of the time, we can't even change ourselves. But I think one of the reasons that we need to change ourselves is because we want to be better. We want to reach our full potential. And so I'm saying, you know, the reason I'm pushing this Sexy at 60 thing so hard and Sexy at 60 Beyond is because we really need to give ourselves a chance to live our full potential. And I think to live the full potential, one of the things we have to think about is longevity. I think the longer we are around, the more chances we have to fulfill our destiny, to make all our wishes fulfilled, and to follow the destiny that we know that we were really destined to do. I tell everybody my story briefly, of course. At 9 years old, I knew I wanted to be a writer. At 19 years old, I knew I wanted to be in good shape when I turned 50. At 29, I decided I wanted to get married. At 39, I started thinking about ideas that would propel me into the next decade, you know. And at 49, I thought about developing a publishing company for publishing books, not just that I wanted to read, but books that people need to read. And at 59, I talked about Sexy at 60, because I wanted to really get into my 60s, because my whole thing was that now that I'm 60, I'm thinking about how I want to look, how I want to be when I'm in my 80s. And so, again, I guess for me, it's about the nines, you know. Every time I think about nine, I think about 9 years old and 40 and 39 and 49 and 59 and, you know, going on 69 and 79 and 89 and going this going as far as I can. I'm really heartened by the fact that I tell people that if you're doing something and you love to do it, you want to keep on doing it. One of the examples I have is a gentleman named Junior Mance, who's a jazz pianist, and he just released his new CD, and it's called Letter from Home, and he's 83. He's 83, and he's still performing, still leading different quartets and doing the things that he loves to do. The topic today, again, occupy yourself, five things every senior citizen must know, but it's not just what every senior citizen must know, I think it's what every progressive person must know. So there's five things that I want to sort of put out there, and, you know, after I put it out there, you know, you and I can talk about it. But the first thing, the five things every senior citizen must know is that, number one, people need people. You know, it's a cliche to say that, but it is so true. We need each other. We really do. I mean, I think one of the secrets of my success, if nothing else, is my persistence. But the thing is that I try to be with like-minded people, okay? Like-minded people, those people who really get me. You know, they get me. When I say I want to do a certain thing, they don't look at me and say, "Well, man, you can't do that," or "No one has ever done that." You know, I don't need those kind of people around me. I need people around me who really share my vision, that share my goal. They might not agree with everything that I do, but they know I'm really on a particular path, and they're on the same path with me. So, again, number one of the five things all senior citizens must know is, number one, people need people, and they meet around like-minded people. As Confucius says, and I quote here, I hear and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand. And this says to me that we have to be doers of the word. And when I say the word, of course, it's not the Bible. We have to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. Many of us hear things, but we don't really do those things. And as Confucius say, I hear, which is great, but I forget. I see, and I remember to a certain extent, but when I do, I truly understand. That's why I think it's important for us to do what we say we're going to do, but be around people who encourage us to do what we need to do. As Spike Lee once said, do the right thing. So number one, people need people. Number two, it's not about competition, it's about potential. A lot of us try to put ourselves in competition with someone else and say they have this and, well, we need to have that. Or, you know, it's not about, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. It's not about trying to be like somebody else. It's really about fulfilling your own potential. And that potential is deep, and the older that you get, the deeper it is, because you've thought about it more. And I'm reading a book by Wayne Dyer. His new book just came out. It's called Wishes Fulfilled, Mastering the Art of Manifesting. His Wishes Fulfilled, Mastering the Art of Manifesting, by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he quotes Henry David Thoreau, and he says, and this is Thoreau speaking, if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. And what this is saying is that as you move towards your dream and you use your imagination, it'll be more than you could ever imagine it to be. And that's why I really think that, you know, again, it's not about competition. It's about your imagination. And no one can control your imagination. As Wayne Dyer goes on to say, he says here, your imagination is yours and yours alone. You have the inborn capacity to use it any way that you choose. No one else is responsible for your imagination. Anything placed in your imagination and held there ultimately becomes your reality. So again, people say, keep it real, keep it real. Well, keeping it real is really to live in your imagination. If it's real in your imagination, it could be real in the reality, in the finite sense. So again, number one, people need people. Number two, it's not about competition, it's about your potential. Number three, exercise. Exercise is the fountain of youth. When people talk about, how can I be younger in my older age? Well, again, exercise. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You have to move. Keep the blood flowing. Keep the mind alive. That is, and again, not strenuous exercise. Just walking. I mean, walking for 20, 30 minutes a day. And again, you don't have to do it all at one time. I mean, I try to get my 30 minutes in the morning, but, you know, you can do maybe 20 minutes in the morning and maybe do another 10 minutes in the afternoon, you know, instead of taking the elevator, taking the stairs, you know, and instead of having everything near you on your desk, maybe have something across the room. So maybe you have to go across the room to get that dictionary. That's exercise, okay? It's exercise. Because I think a lot of times people think that because you get older, certain things happen, that you will definitely gain weight when you get older. That's not true, okay? I mean, there's other factors that promote weight gain. And, for example, you know, there are other things that lead to weight gain, like decreased physical activity. You're not doing as much as you used to do, okay? Increased alcohol intake, okay? Just empty calories. Less than 6 hours of sleep a night, okay? You need to have at least 6 hours, okay? And also, maybe you should cut down on your TV viewing, because a lot of times when people are watching TV, they're eating, and it's unconscious eating because they're eating and they're not even thinking about it. So again, you know, increase your physical activity. Okay, decrease your alcohol intake. Sleep, get your sleep. Get at least 6 hours. You know, you need more than eight. And also decrease your TV viewing. Again, exercise is the fountain of youth. If you want to be younger, exercise. Number four, not over until it's over. I hate people say, well, I'm too old for that. No, you're never too old for anything if that's what you want to do, okay? It's never over until it's over. Who knows what you may accomplish, you know? Because, again, we live every day, and that's why I really think that we need to live more in our imagination and stop talking about, well, you know, I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if I can do that. Move toward it. And as you move toward it, it's like those doors that open when they sense someone coming. Well, you walk through those doors, and guess what? They open. They swing open for you, and you never know what's on the other side of the of that door. And so the question is, are you doing enough? Are you doubting yourself along the way, or are you open? Okay, and again, it's not over until it's over. And number five of the five things every senior citizen must know, God loves you. Keep the faith and be happy. I think God wants us to be happy. I mean, that's what it's about, being happy. And I think we can be happy when we learn to live in God's grace and favor. I don't think any of us should feel that we are owed anything. We're not owed anything. We are here. We get an opportunity to do so many things. But we have to understand that we have to move toward that. Once you end this segment, just talking, this one more quotation. This is from T.D. Jakes, and he has a new book out entitled "Let It Go: Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven." It's called "Let It Go: Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven." And he says, and I love here, it's on page 11. T.D. Jakes says, and I quote, "You deserve." Okay, I think a lot of people don't really understand that. Yeah, you deserve this, and nobody deserves a bad life. You know, you deserve better. And he says here, you deserve to live your life at 100%. You are entitled to bring your full self to the task. This current season of your life could truly be your greatest. You could finally be operating on a full tank, fueling your dreams with all eight cylinders running at full speed, all pistons firing with new points and plugs. I'm not a driver, but that seems pretty good to me, just to live life 100%, not to hold back, not to, as Les Brown says, and I think a lot of people do this, they don't live their dreams, they live your fears. And Les Brown is saying, I'm saying, you know, live your dreams, not your fears. Don't say, well, I would like to do that, but I don't know if I have the money. I would like to do that, but it might not work out. I would like to do that, but people might look at me funny. I would like to do that, but I don't know if my family or my friends would go along with it. And the thing is, you're living your fears when you talk like that. But what you need to do, like Les Brown says, live your dreams and not your fears. And just one last thing, I'm reading a book entitled The Answer's You by Michael Bernard Beckwith, and he talks about heart sets and mindsets for self-discovery. And one of the things that he says, and I really sort of adopted this, he says, you know, every day we should ask ourselves three questions, because the questions are what propels us to our future. And Michael Bernard Beckwith says, these are three questions that we should ask ourselves. Number one, how can I give? How can I give up my talents? How can I give up my resources? How can I give up my thoughts? How can I give up my dreams so other people may be inspired? Number one, how can I give? Number two, how can I grow? What book, magazine, newspaper, film, conversation can I have to take me to the next level? I'm doing this event on April the 12th. At the Raleigh Public Library in New Jersey. It's a Sexy at 60 event. And every time I think about it, I have a flyer right on my desk. Every morning when I go to my desk, I look at this flyer. And it's in Sexy at 60 is in red. And the date is in red. And I'm putting it on my mind. And I'm every day, how can I grow? Because I want this to be a great event, but how can I grow to make that what it should be? And the third question is, how can I celebrate? The theme song for Sexy at 60 is Celebration by Kool & Gang. If you go to a Sexy at 60 event, you probably hear that song maybe four or five times throughout the program. Okay, how can I celebrate? How can I celebrate the fact that I've been born again in the mind of Christ, and that I'm living the life that I want to live, that I'm living my dreams, that I'm following my imagination, that I'm manifesting my destiny. I can't thank God enough for that. That is reason for celebration. You know, when I go to church and the music is so powerful that, you know, people are actually dancing and dancing in the spirit, because, again, we understand that when we live in a way that is fulfilling our full potential, we are living in a way that God intended. So, again, occupy yourself. Five things every senior citizen must know, and know that in the deep recesses of their mind, because, again, what develops inside comes out in many special and unique ways. And that's it.
Wow.
For right now, anyway.
And that is so... Oh, listen, every... No, not should know. No. And definitely, that is so on point. I'm sure that when people go back and listen to the archives, or if you have a loved one or a family member or somebody, coworker, that has kind of, you know, just decided that, oh, well, I don't need to do much now. Definitely please send them this link. They will be inspired, they will be empowered, and they will be encouraged and taught and trained on how to do it. And I think that's what you're saying, that the book that you have coming out, the movie, these are to inspire people. I know as we were passing by a senior citizen home last week, and they were sitting there and sometimes just sitting, just staring into space, and I thought, wow, they need a copy of Terry's work, Sexy at 60 and Beyond. Senior citizens home, every week they go in, they bring the gospel in, but there are certainly people who may not have family members to keep them active, but they can read still. So get this book in their hands, let them read it. Some that can read, some can get it read to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch the DVDs or whatever else you may make out of this, but I tell you, such a timely message. So I got a lot out of it, and I'm sure others did as well, and that everyone did. First of all, no matter what age you are, if you're not a senior, you're hoping to be one day.
Yes.
You need this message. You want to know ahead of time. Like I said at the start of the show, if I had known then what I know now, how much more preparation I would have done in terms of my health, in terms of my activities, in terms of the people that I was engaging with.
Yes. Hindsight is 2020, right?
2020. Good for the young. It's good for those who think that it's over, that it's too late. I might as well just give up now. This will spark them right into a whole new arena. So we really appreciate this topic here. Five things every senior must know. So good work. And we are just down to the last 2 or 3 minutes of the show. And I know you said, give us the date of your event again at the Raw.
I'd love to. Yeah. It's Thursday, April 12th. 6 to 7:45 at the Rawley Public Library. They can inbox me, and I'll be glad to send them a copy of the flyer by email. And it's so funny, the new technology with this event, I would have been putting stamps on envelopes. Now with the technology, I can email the flyer, and you'll have it right there. I mean, it's great. It's great that we have the technology, but also that we use the technology. There are some senior citizens that refuse to use the computer, and I think they're missing out on quite a bit, okay? So, again, don't be afraid of the new. Okay, the new is there for a particular purpose. And, again, you know, don't say, I'm too old to use a computer. I'm too old to go to school. That's what we're doing, the film and the book, okay? Maybe you might not read the book, but you'll see the film. It'll be the same message. And, again, with the music, it would be even more inspiring. I mean, it's a multimedia presentation on April the 12th. So please come out and bring family and friends. And again, it's not just for, quote, people who are 60. It's for people who are beyond 60 and also under 60. Because like you said, Lisa, we need to prepare ourselves for our blessing in age.
Well, we thank each and every one of you for staying tuned for the show today. You can go back and listen to the archives if you missed any of it. Thank you again, Terry. Thank you to all our wonderful, powerful guests and listeners. Again, you can leave us comments right here on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook. But please do go to Mr. Benjamin's page about the show, how you enjoyed the topic and what you got out of it, or you can make it on my page We appreciate you. We love you. God bless, and have an awesome, awesome day, everyone. All right, Terry, see you next Tuesday.
Okay, God bless you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. We are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.